Star Market Celtics tonight continues from what is now called State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. It was, I thought, in 7 or 8 minutes of some rather poignant stuff from you in the postgame on Wednesday night, you dropped that there were 50,000 problems. Jay-Z said there were 99 problems.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jay, yeah. 99 problems, but, you know, something ain't one. And my problem with you saying 50,000 is that does not really fit our five-minute format here in this pregame.
Should give us a lot to talk about every pregame from here on out.
Let me start with this one. It was, I don't know, it's not really a buzzword, maybe symptomatic of everything else, but you talk about guarding with force, and it occurred to me, would it be at least a minor leap to suggest that a lot of the things that you would be not necessarily happy with, that fans, overall results, have to do with the lack of that word force on both ends of the floor.
Yep. Yeah. I would say that that's very accurate. But, you know, that's something that we've got to improve. We've got to get better at. And, you know, I think that we are being the attacked more than attacking. And so we have to flip that if we want to have success.
And is that what you were sort of referring to when you made a reference to the personality? Somebody, I think it was Amanda, who followed up by saying, what was that personality? And you said you know what it was. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I think the personality that I was talking about was not that of a perfect playing basketball team. You know, we had our flaws. We did a lot of things that were, you know, that made winning hard. We made a lot of mistakes. We missed some shots, whatever the case may be. You know, our force, our approach, our willpower, all of those things that need to be at the level that you want them to be elite, we're as elite as it gets. And we have to make sure that, you know, that we understand that that's what we have to be. And we have to be that every single night. And, you know, whether or not people are shooting for you or not, or, you know, you're the hunted or the hunter, that doesn't matter. You have to play with great resolve to win a basketball game every single time you lace it up.
I was going to talk about playing without Al and what that means, and we've mentioned Marcus Morris will start in his place, and it was going to be something along the lines of, well, hey, they've been using Collins and Dedmon now that Collins is back, and they have Plumlee of it, but how much in general now, the way things are going, are you looking at other teams specifically versus figuring out what you need to figure out?
Both. Yeah. We might take that into account every night. And as we said earlier, if it limits the amount of questions pregame, we definitely will. But no, I think that, you know, it's one of those things that tonight with Al out, you know, you can decide to play two traditional bigs next to each other because they're doing that. Or you can decide to play a more smaller lineup that spaces the floor for you a little bit better, that, you know, has a little bit more offensive punch, and then put your guy Morris in, who's used to guarding that position, at least more used to it than, say, if we started Gordon or Smart or somebody like that in Al's place.
Given the nature of your chosen profession, it seems like we're discussing a lot almost every other night. Hey, new coach on the other side, and I've asked you about fingerprints and things you see, but you've been coaching against Lloyd Pierce for the last 5 years with Brett Brown in Philadelphia, and I think it's almost implied when you watch Atlanta play, you see a lot of what we saw with the Sixers last
year. See a lot of what we saw with the Sixers, and you know, it's funny how this sport goes, right? I first met Lloyd 11 years ago when I had just taken the Butler head coaching job. I went out to a golf outing in California that they used to hold at Santa Clara, and he and his staff, I believe, had either just been let go or he had just decided to leave, and he kind of was making the transition in the NBA, and I remember spending some time with him at that time, and, you know, our paths didn't cross again, really, until I came back into the NBA, or I came into the NBA, and he was, after a few stints at Cleveland and Golden State, et cetera, and I'm really happy for him. He's done a great job all the way through his career. He's a great guy, and they do have the blueprint of play like Philadelphia does.
Wait, you play golf?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did. You know, it was funny. We were playing the first 2 days you play, and it's just a bunch of coaches out there, and you can imagine it's a blast. And then the third day, they always do a fundraiser for a Boys and Girls Club there in, I believe it was San Jose. And so we played at a country club, and I got paired with these five guys who were all in the mortgage business, and they didn't know who I was. I had just been named the head coach at Butler, and, you know, so they kind of felt like, you know, there were a couple coaches out there that they probably knew really well. and they were all talking about as we were together, and about the fourth hole, they're like, one guy goes, man, you must be a reasonable coach because you suck at golf. And so I realized I was with my kind of guys as far as, like, they were competitive. They really wanted to win, but they couldn't carry me either. But I didn't say anything to them.
So this wasn't like Tiger and Phil today. It wasn't like 200 grand a hole or anything like that. It was just kind of feeling your way through.
No. I think they were looking around after those first four holes, knowing they were out there for the joy of the game and not for the prize money.
I had this whole thing left about three-point defense. Now
they
shoot a lot of threes.
We don't really have any interest in talking about that.
Yeah, Herder and Lynn and whatever. But you know what? I think we're going to call it a night and move on.
Well, let's just play super hard, play with great urgency on both ends of the floor and see where the chips fall.
Is that what you said to the guys playing golf that day?
No. I said just enjoy the day, fellas. Maybe you can give a little bit more money next year and get a better player with you.
Celtics and Hawks next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.